Hi, my name is Courtney, and I'll be reading chapter 19. Anything is possible with rabbits. Scare was the only one running. Hello, my name is Emma, and I found a rabbit. I read off the cue card in Jack's hands. I heard that you lost yours. Yes, the woman said happily. Thank you so much for calling. The kids will be thrilled. We just moved here over the summer, and while we were unpacking, Clover got out of her pen. We'd given up hope, she sounded nice at least. My dad and I found a rabbit this summer, I read. We? Her? Owen whispered hard in my ear. Wait, what? Then my brain caught up with me. Did you say her pen? I asked. Yes, the woman replied. A girl. What if she made a mistake, though? I couldn't let myself feel relieved, not yet. The rabbit that I found is a boy, I said carefully. My dad checked, but he said it's sometimes hard to tell with rabbits. Are you sure yours is a girl? I'm positive. She had babies when she was younger. The woman sounded very disappointed. Are you sure yours is a boy? I looked at Dad, and he nodded, definitely. Scared took a nosedive and hit the track hard. Ours is a boy, I said, a little honey-colored bunny with a brown nose. Oh, she said. No, Clover is a white New Zealand. That's definitely not our rabbit. Thank you for calling, though. Wait, don't hang up, I said. There's a white rabbit at the Wrangley Animal Shelter. I saw it when we brought our rabbit in to find out if someone was missing him. Maybe that white rabbit is Clover. Really? Oh, maybe it is. I'll call them right away. I hope you found her, I said. I hope your rabbit finds his home, too, she replied. I grinned. Lappy had found his home. Thank you. Everyone was quiet as I hung up the phone, and then they all started talking at once. Hooray, Bryn said. I thought I might throw up. I was so worried, Brandon said. I'm so glad, Leah added. We only have a few minutes before lunch, so let's make the most of it, Miss Hutton said. Everyone who wants to, come sit on the rug so we can meet Lappy more easily. And I have bits of parsley that you can give him, Dad said, passing it out to the kids. It's one of his favorites. Owen set Lappy's carrier on the rug. He had barely opened the door before Lappy poked his face out. Then he hopped onto the rug and binkied. Oh, he's so cute, Sarah said, as Lappy hopped around the rug and ate parsley. Iris came over to me. I'm really sorry, she said quietly. Sorry? It's okay, I said. It all turned out great. She looked at the floor, and there was a photo of a white rabbit on the poster. I knew it wasn't Lappy. My mouth dropped open. You lied. It really wasn't a lie, Iris. Iris said, I just didn't tell you everything. You wanted to be Leah's friend, and I've been her best friend forever. I didn't want you to squeeze me out. I stared at her. Part of me wanted to yell at her. I'd worried so much, and she knew all along that that wasn't Lappy. But another part of me understood. I'd felt left out about Owen having new friends, too. It's hard to be left behind by someone important to you. It's okay to have more than one friend, I said. And for friends to change. I've been thinking about that, too. She smiled. Well, Martha is absent today if you want to sit with us at lunch. Thanks. It was nice of her to offer, but I had other plans. I'm asking Jack if I can sit with him. Lappy's out, Bryn said. I turned to see that he had squeezed through the half-open door to the hallway. Don't worry, I'll get him, I smiled at Dad. I'm a trained rabbit wrangler. But the long hallway was perfect for racing. Lappy looked at me with that flash of freedom in his eyes and took off faster than I could run. He went into the first open door he found, the girl's bathroom. Jack caught up to me. You guard the doorway, okay? I said, don't let him get out. It wasn't easy to grab Lappy, even with no one else in there. He hopped under the stalls and slid onto the floor. He binky between the sinks. I finally cornered him at the trash can. Jack was standing in the doorway with his arms and legs out to block Lappy from escaping. Silly Monsieur Lappin, he said. You'll never be a nuthatch. You're a rabbit. I laughed. You're right, I said, holding Lappy against my heart. None of Monsieur Lappin's friends ever wanted him to be something else. They liked him already. I smiled at Jack. So they ate together as friends, even though rabbits are herbivores. Jack nodded, because it's magic. So it was. The first week of school had been harder than I could have dreamed, but I could feel change coming. like when the wind suddenly shifts on the lake and you know the storm is passing. Rabbit magic had come. Or maybe it had been there all along and I just didn't see it. There were things I still missed about homeschooling, but now there were some things I'd miss about public school too. Maybe that's just how growing up is, like going forward and looking back are in a race. You know going forward will win, but you can't help rooting for looking back sometimes too. You are a wascally wabbit, Jack said in his Elmer Fudd voice. Walking into our classroom, I let joy and relief fill me. I was grateful that Lappy was still mine, but even more than that, I felt free. I had been my whole self, and it had been okay. For the first time, I knew why Lappy had binkied as soon as we released him from the fence. Freedom is just too big to hold inside you. Right there in the hallway, not caring who saw me, I held Lappy tight and jumped into the air and twisted. A perfect Emma binky.